Superintendent of Public Instruction Randy Dorn is calling on the legislature to add more than $500 million for K-12 education over the next 2 years. Dorn says that's what's needed to meet the state Supreme Court's mandate to dramatically increase public school funding. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
Dorn has been a vocal critic of this legislature's education spending. When the current budget was signed in June, Dorn accused legislators of having avoided what he called the hard questions and major decisions needed to fulfill the state Supreme Court's McCleary ruling.
Superintendent Dorn is really disappointed in what the legislature did. He's going to continue to hit the bricks, so to speak, on making sure that kids get the funding they deserve, that they need.
Dorn spokesman Nathan Olson says the $544 million the superintendent is seeking is only what the legislature's advisory council said was needed to comply with McCleary, a down payment to get the state on track to amply fund public education by 2018. Dorn is also asking Washington lawmakers to change the state's new teacher evaluation law. Dorn wants to make students' state test scores a required component of teacher evaluations, not optional as it is now. That's a necessary step for the state to keep getting certain federal education dollars. But Washington Education Association, the state teachers' union, says not so fast. Spokesman Rich Wood says districts have their hands full already.
We've made tremendous changes to the teacher evaluation system in our state. We're implementing that right now. Let that work continue.
Wood says what the legislature should focus on instead is fully funding public education. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.